Hi, this is Sean Anderson, and thank you for joining me again this week for another blog, this one titled, It's Time to Go. Here we go. Moving forward, not because it's easy, because staying changes who you become. The past has a powerful pull, a favorite memory, a former relationship, a great success, a missed opportunity, a different version of ourselves. It's easy to revisit what was, especially when what was feels better than what is. But life doesn't happen there anymore. It happens here, today, this conversation, this decision, this chance to begin again. Oh yeah, the stories of yesterday matter. They helped shape us. But they were never meant to become our address. At some point, we have to stop visiting the past and start living the future. Connect to hope, connect to possibility, connect to now. Life changes when we focus on what is, not on what was. The past had its turn. This moment is asking for yours. Recently, I was out on the Pacific Ocean. Standing alone on the deck at night, moonlight on the water, the ocean moved beneath me without hesitation. And like most quiet moments, the past showed up. Not all at once, just pieces of it. People, decisions, versions of life that used to feel closer than they do now. The stories, the people, the successes, the failures, the opportunities, they were there. And I either lived them or I didn't. For a moment, I just let the memories be there. Then I noticed something simple. The ocean. It wasn't going back. It wasn't pausing. It wasn't returning to what was. It just kept moving forward. That's what life does too. You can stand still inside your own mind. You can revisit what was. You can even live there for a while. But nothing around you is going back with you. Only forward remains. Holding on to the past can feel familiar, but it slowly makes the future feel further away. And then it became clear, not complicated, not emotional, just final. The past can visit. It cannot lead. I don't move forward with certainty. I just move forward anyway. Live what you have left. So much appreciation for you, for your mindset, for what you think, for what you believe. Go out, create a really great week, and may you encourage others to live and do the same. I'll see you next week.